Each week on RN Drive, we recruit a specialist tweeter to take us into the smarter parts of the Twitter sphere. And our guest this week is journalist and the author of How to Thrive in the Digital Age, Tom Chatfield. Tom is at Tom Chatfield on Twitter, and he joins us from the UK this evening. G'day, Tom.
Good morning. Or good afternoon for you, I think.
It works both ways, indeed. Now, it's always fascinating following your Twitter feed, and my eye was caught by an article you retweeted this week about speed trends in racing, which is very appropriate, I suppose, while the Paralympics are on.
Yeah, I think this is rather amazing. It's speed trends in wheelchair racing as opposed to able-bodied racing. And it's the kind of thing I feel I only find on Twitter sometimes. It's from a Twitter feed called at Maths and Sport. It doesn't sound too promising. But it was doing an analysis of comparing wheelchair times across events to able-bodied times across events. And what it pointed out was that once you get over 400 metres on the track, wheelchairs are faster than able-bodied athletes, which I thought was that really surprised me. Then kind of what blew me away even more was that if you look particularly at the men's wheelchair events and the average speed over the whole course, and you do this mathematical analysis, they are going faster over the marathon than they are over the 1500 meters, which seems just crazy.
Yeah.
But that's the nature of the sport, which is why we in the UK, you know, we've got David Weir, an athlete from a few miles away from where I live, in fact, who holds the record at everything.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Like everything, all the way up to 5K, and he's doing a marathon, you know, faster than he's doing on the 100 metres, and that just, I just thought that was really, really fascinating.
Absolutely. Sport and Maths, is that the handle?
At Maths and Sports,
well and truly worth following. That's a good way, good information to get through Twitter. But some people are using Twitter a little bit illegitimately, it seems. Tom Chatfield, I must say, I wasn't familiar with the expression "sock puppets" on Twitter, but there's been a bit of a sock puppet scandal, I'm told.
Yes, this was another thing that kind of broke through the web. Back in July, there was a crime writing festival in the UK, and an author called Stephen Leather sort of confessed on stage to making up false identities to try and kind of generate what looked like a groundswell of buzz around his own books, false reviews, kind of false Twitter handles, all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it's just sort of snowballed through, you know, through Twitter and blogs into this mini scandal, and people are getting very, very overwrought about it. A few days ago, you've got kind of a bunch of 50-odd authors signing a declaration that they will never create sock puppet reviews, including people like Lee Child there. So,
really?
It's a lovely word, isn't it? This idea that you kind of...
It is indeed.
Your hand in a sock.
Now, be honest, Tom, do you have sock puppets who kind of, you know, promote your books?
Well, hopefully I've learned from Stephen Leather's experience. I'd never admit to either way. My books aren't well enough reviewed. If you look, you'll see I'd be very bad at sock puppet.
Yeah, right. Well, RN Drive can be your sock puppet. It's a very fine read, the How to Live Well in a Digital Age. All right. I suppose we've got a bit of a rumble now between Twitter and Tumblr. There's a Tumblr site called Is Twitter Wrong? What's that about?
Well, that interested me as well, because in a way, I don't see it so much as a rumble. It's a kind of little coming of age for Twitter, because people are starting to, you know, to use it not just for gossip, but as for news, as their primary way of finding out about the world. And this is a kind of myth-busting site. So it takes things that have been, you know, retweeted a lot. Like, for instance, in the UK, we had this big thing going around that said the UK government is threatening to storm the Ecuadorian embassy in London to arrest Julian Assange and WikiLeaks there. And Margaret Thatcher, the British ex-prime minister, she kind of dies once a week on Twitter. And so this site has come along to kind of bust popular myths. So it's almost like a sort of service that you go there and it says, well, actually, you know, Margaret Thatcher wasn't dead and the UK government never threatened to storm the embassy.
Yeah, right.
And so it kind of takes down these. There was this other idea that Samsung had decided to pay its fine against Apple entirely in small change delivered by truck of $1 billion. And you think a myth like that doesn't need to be busted, but it gets, you know, it gets a million retweets.
All right. Well,
and so I think it's...
Sorry, if we want someone to follow and make sure that the myths are busted, it's at Flashboy, is that right?
That's the guy behind it, yeah, as I understand it, who he calls it a, I think it's a him, a public service pedantry hub, and it is at Flashboy, who's kind of keeping a watch on Twitter.
I love the expression public service pedantry hub. All right, it is Friday, and the Friday tradition, of course, is on Twitter, is to have a follow Friday. We don't have long left, Tom Chatfield, but if you could give us your follow Friday, that'd be great.
Well, I really like one called At Real Time World War II, WWII, which is basically live tweeting from 1940. So I can find out, yesterday I found out that on this day in 1940, German air raids in just 2 weeks had killed 295 RAF pilots and wounded 231. And it's really amazing, I think, on Twitter that you can bring history to life like that in kind of bite-size real-time chunks. You can have it almost as it was lived then. So I find that a little magical and rather wonderful and quite moving.
Fantastic stuff. Well, Tom Chatfield, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll be sock puppeting all your work through the RN Drive Twitter handle. That's it for the first hour. Coming up in the second hour, we'll have a destruction of the joint, an all-female Week in Review panel just to make Alan Jones happy. Plus, we'll talk to the Australian music duo The Presets, and we'll get a bluffer's guide to existentialism. That's all after the news.